surfaces regularly, not touching your eyes, nose or mouth if your hands aren't clean, and also getting vaccinated. Speak to your GP practice or healthcare provider about your prevention options or visit brsvaware.co.uk to learn more.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. US President Donald Trump has unleashed sweeping tariffs across the world.
April 2nd, 2025 will forever be remembered as the day American industry was reborn, the day America's destiny was reclaimed, and the day that we began to make America wealthy again.
He's announced a 10% trade tariff on all imports from the UK. Here's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
This is the lowest tariff that the UK could possibly have expected to face, given that he's implementing across the board what he calls reciprocal tariffs. And he says the UK the US is charged an average of 10% by the UK, and he's charging the UK 10%.
Well, the business secretary says ministers are remaining calm after the UK avoided the worst of Donald Trump's latest tariffs. Meanwhile, the Tories are calling it disappointing news that will worry working families across the country. In other news, working-age households are predicted to be £400 worse off on average this year. The Resolution Foundation says they'll face a triple hit of tax and bill increases and benefits failing to keep up with the pace of rising costs of living. The Education Secretary is to call for more men to become teachers, saying boys' behaviour and their influences are a defining issue of our time. In a speech later, Bridget Phillipson will say she wants more men in the classroom teaching, guiding and leading boys. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And morning to you, Bill Overton, on Classic FM. Our time now for the Hall of Fame. A 3 o'clock thrill for you today, including Beethoven's second highest ranked symphony.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Our Classic FM Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for Thursday morning, playing you one of Handel's 8 entries, the second highest, in fact, his coronation anthems, Zadok the Priest, performed there by the Academy of Ancient Music and Choir of Trinity College, Cambridge. Just ahead of it, Beethoven, 11 entries, 5 of them are his symphonies, the second highest of those being the pastoral. We heard the opening movement played by the National Symphony Orchestra. Only the choral, his 9th, goes higher. Our 3 at 3 then continues with Chopin next. 7 entries. This isn't his highest, but it would be mine. Thank you. Vladimir Ashkenazy performing Chopin's Fantasie and Prompt 2. Our Hall of Fame at 9 o'clock this morning. We'll start with Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet. Alid Jones here for that. Also this morning, around about 7 o'clock, playing one of the longest, with a score from one of the longest films ever shown at cinemas. It is National Film Score Day today. A little bit earlier on, I was talking about films defined by their music, mentioning Psycho and Pink Panther and Chariots of Fire. And Simon's been in touch, adding to that list The Third Man and The Dam Busters. Morning to you, Simon. Glad you're enjoying the music. An extracurricular school run piece as well with Alan Jones this morning. That's going to be just after 8. Make sure you're listening to him from 6:30 this morning on Classic FM.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
The New London Orchestra playing Ernest Tomlinson's Little Serenade, before it the second movement from Jean-Joseph de Mondonville's Sonata Number 4, Les Musiciens du Louvre, we heard. Bill Overton here on Classic FM. It's April 3rd, birthdays to mention. If it's yours, sharing your Culture Club this morning, Richard Thompson, the singer, songwriter, and guitarist, Fairport Convention. He founded 76. David Hyde Pierce played Niles in Frasier, remember? He's 66 today. Not in the new series, which I am really enjoying, though. I just watched series one. Eddie Murphy's birthday today, 64. Leona Lewis, the singer, turning 40. And Marsha Mason, the actress who co-stars in one of my favourite films. She was Oscar nominated for The Goodbye Girl. Remember that? 83. Many happy returns to all of them. But you, more importantly, if it's your big day, we'll start off with a little night music. Thank you. fourth movement from Mozart's Eine kleine Nacht Musik, the Munich Chamber Orchestra. Quick morning to Anne, getting in contact via social media, listening to Classic FM. Elgar's Salut d'Amour, one of the pieces requested yesterday lunchtime on Classic FM. For Sophie in Putney, it's going to be her entrance song to her upcoming wedding. So she wanted to have a bit of a practice run. Anne-Marie Minhall here with more requests from lunchtime today. It could be yours if you get in touch via our website at classicfm.com. I have an Elgar finale, very appropriately, for my One for the Road on the way before Lucy comes in. If your week's been racing away, a couple first for catching your breath to after this.
Classic FM.
Have you ever felt like your investment advisor is giving you an off-the-shelf retirement plan? That they just want to put you in a box? But who wants that? At Fisher Investments UK, we never put you in a box. We create a plan that's just right for you, because it's only right for us if it's right for you. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
When I'm wearing Tenor Silhouette underwear, bladder weakness is the last thing on my mind. The new Body Close Fit design gives me the confidence to live my life the way I want to, with up to 100% Tenor Triple Protection against odour, leaks and moisture. They feel just like underwear. You can't even tell I'm wearing them. Try new Tenor Silhouette, Product of the Year 2025, now even more discreet. Voted Bladder Weakness Product of the Year by Kantar, survey of 8,000 people. Always speak to your GP.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Voces 8 performing that arrangement for unaccompanied choir for his Requiem. We heard the Piaiesium before it. Much too short, Giordano's Fedora Intermezzo, which I love, played there by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Bill Overton on Classic FM, very early Thursday morning, hoping you're well. My One for the Road today by Elgar. Amazingly, the world wasn't ready for this a century ago. He wasn't blamed, the orchestra at the time was, but it took 40 years for our ears to catch up. Sheku Kanyemason, the soloist here, playing Elgar's Cello Concerto.
Thank you.
maker Canon Mason, who is amazingly, I think, 26 tomorrow, playing there the finale from Elgar's Cello Concerto, along with the London Symphony Orchestra, Simon Rattle conducting. We have Alan Jones here with Classic FM Breakfast from 6.30. Lucy Coward ahead of that. Music from the Blue Dragon video game series for her piano piece shortly. I'll catch you very first thing tomorrow. Have a lovely day.
Classic FM.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy.
The customer service is really good.
Octopus are an absolute breath of fresh air.
The people are friendly on the telephone. You can always get a problem solved.
Your customer service was tip-top. You know, I couldn't fault it.
People like yourself and all of your colleagues have done such a wonderful job.
You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Get that holiday booked feeling at Matalan. There's 15% off holiday shop, including swimwear, beachwear, summer fashion, selected luggage and selected brands too. Just in time for the half-term holidays. Shop in store and online at matalan.co.uk while stocks and the sun last. T's and C's apply.
Most homes could save with Octopus Energy. Outstanding value with award-winning customer service. Visit octopus.energy/value for our calculation.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. A 10% tariff has been slapped on British imports into the US. The levy's been imposed by President Trump, who's hoping it will mean American companies make more goods domestically. Elsewhere, imports from the EU have been hit with a 20% levy, and goods from China will be taxed at 34%. But with China, that tariff is in addition to the 20% previously announced by Donald Trump, making total tariffs for the country now 54%. Lord Billimoria, chair of the International Chamber of Commerce UK, told us that tariffs will affect US customers.
Compared with China, 34%. I mean, do you know how much the US imports from China? $450 billion a year. And you put 34% duty on that? That's going to hit the American consumer in a huge way. Inflation is going to be hit very badly with those very high European Union 20%. That's huge as well.
In other news, it's predicted working-age households are on track to be £400 worse off on average this year. The Resolution Foundation says a triple hit, tax and utility bill increases and benefits not keeping up with the cost of living will all have an effect. The government says figures suggest living standards are growing at their fastest rate in 2 years. And the Education Secretary wants more men to become teachers. Bridget Phillipson will also tell the Festival of Childhood that the boys' behaviour and their influences are a defining issue of our time. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM.